Hey, it's John Sturman from Ukuleles Unleashed. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carrie and Donald Gardner of Athens, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey there, it's Brendan Donegan with the Playing Favorite Show. Tonight, there's no theme, just various great music. I've got Afrobeat, hip-hop, some jazz, and remixes of the German band Can. It's all and only on WGXC, Acre, New York, at 90.7 on your FM dial and streaming worldwide at wgxc.org/listen. It's listener-supported community radio for open ears. What's up? Well, first, a version of Fela Kuti's classic Afrobeat tune, Suffering and Smiling, with the great Jorge Ben Jor from Brazil, and rappers Dead Prez and Bilal. Here we go.
Religion is like prison. Keep the people locked up in different divisions. Some of them promise you heaven, but I see a whole lot of bullshit. Imperialism in the form of spirituality, slave mentality, escape reality. What we supposed to just suffer and smile and be content, sending our prayers to the clouds? I want my heaven now, freedom on earth, and if the preacher ain't with us, then we taking his church. What is it worth to have the biggest religion when the people got miserable living conditions? No water, no lights, no rights. All over Africa we fight, but we have to unite. Cause ain't no power in the gospel when the priest putting powder in his nostril, and the elders' council fails to lead, and the children suffer from daily need, and the people can barely eat. Is it a sin to stand up to fight against the ones that put us in handcuffs? Goddamn, what happened to the daily bread? Spread love. Ain't that what the Bible said? But in the name of the Bible, how much love is spread compared to how much love is shed?
Keep quiet, this time will be more than a riot. brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Who found have faith unsurmountable odds, yet the will to resist remains. Blessed are those who stumble. Oppression is worse than the grave. Better to die for a noble cause than to live and die a slave. Blessed are the spirits of those who have died in the prisons all over this land. Who committed one sin, they stood up like men and got iced for just being a man.
Let's see. Up top, we heard a version of Fela Kuti's Suffering and Smiling from the album Red Hot and Riot, followed by the great Gil Scott-Heron doing The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and wrapped it up with Blessed Are Those Who Struggle by The Last Poets. Next up, some remixes of classic music by the German band Can. Their record is called Sacrilege. Got to get it queued up here. Just bear with me.
We'll be right back.
That was You Do Right by Can, the German band. But this time a remix, as are the other tunes we heard, Vitamin C and Hallelujah. You know, I just want to take a moment to remind you that WGXC cares about your opinion. You know, you can leave an up to 3-minute message for replay on the air, whether it's a critique, a question, a suggestion, or a compliment, including about the Playing Favorite Show, naturally. The number to call is 518-622-2598. And choose extension 4. And remember, our ears and minds are open. Now let's reset the mood with Keith Jarrett and Gary Peacock and Jack DeJohnette, the late, unfortunately, Jack DeJohnette, live at the Montreux Jazz Festival, doing a song called 4, as in the number 4.
Thank you.
Tune is by Charles Mingus and is called Fables of Phorbus. That's